You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment.
Put this lightly, like there's literally 30 days left of me being 24 and then I'll be 25, and who thinks about that ever? Like, why would that ever be a thought that would come to mind? And when
I don't know, I think people think about it,
but the fact that it was like that day, like just like the feeling of wow, that's it.
I wish I had stayed in town longer, like for your birthday, but yeah
it's on. all right, it's okay. I'm gonna be drunk and fucked up and real stupid.
Remember, we were looking at going on a cruise ship. Come on.
Yeah, but when you're broke as fuck,
oh yeah,
a little hard to
absolutely
compensate for those kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was kind of a big issue, you know, with the whole thing is we wanted to do it, but the money, it always comes down to that, you know.
It sucks because there was a time when we could like plan things and like do them. And so like we still know how, but we can't like use like we can plan the whole trip. We just can't go on it.
So it's kind of like this. It's where, you know, airline travel has gone up so tremendously. It is insane.
We're buying like $200 flights on Allegiant. We're like, that was a steal.
Okay, we
used to get like round trip for like $60 on Allegiant.
Yeah, and it was like also like $50 to Cancun from Miami. Now it's like $200.
Yeah, it's just useless. I know. People are good at complaining about everything rising because
make planes unsafe. Okay, we want cheaper flights. All right, fucking put in the bus terminal chairs that are plastic, you know, fucking put in that like laminated resin glossy floor, you know, and call it a day.
It's just that all of the airlines and airports don't want to employ people as much as they used to. And so everybody's all, you know, understaffed. There's not as many airplanes going. There's not as many pilots going. There's not as many, you know, people working at the gates, letting the planes in and out. Like, but then again, like last time I was at the Denver airport, it seemed pretty freaking busy. Like there's something going on at every single gate. I mean, I wasn't exactly looking for it.
There's always something going on at every single gate. It's amazing that when you're in an airport, you're surrounded by
people going every which way. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I remember when COVID broke out, the San Francisco airport was like one of the craziest places to be. And the people that I were nannying for like had like gone through that airport. And I was just like thinking about that airport, like what a freaking COVID hub it was at that moment. This is crazy.
Well,
I don't know. It's just scary to like think of.
Well, if you think about it, an airport is a place where more people interact than pretty much anywhere else. So people from different places. So chances of spreading different things across other people, like via terminals, entrances, cafes, restaurants, escalators, elevators, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's going to happen.
It's just a big transition. I'm down in Venice, Florida at the moment.
You're in the safe part of the United States. Yeah, go on.
You think?
Oh, please, it is. Hello, baby. Welcome to the free land.
Venice, Florida. I feel like there's a tiny little airport. Like seriously, like less than a mile from me, itty bitty little tiny little private airport happens to be the airport that the terrorists learned to fly planes at.
Terrorists?
Yeah, the ones that hit the 9/11 towers. Yeah.
Wow, so that area was responsible for the terrorist attacks.
They taught the terrorists how to fly planes. Anyone was able to sign up. I don't know if they do like background checks on those people or whatever, but they used fake identities anyways. So,
can you imagine being the person that trained one of those terrorists and like see them going into the towers? Like,
and you're like, I taught them how to fly a plane.
Yeah, you're the one that caused them to do that.
I mean, they would have found anybody teach them, you know, but I'm sure that person that taught them how to fly the plane is like, what the hell, you know? I would feel really, really stupid. Like, I would be like, how did I never catch this? Like,
yeah,
it's like, how long does it take to learn to fly? Like, you kind of got to like spend some time with those people, right? And it's like, they kept it a secret. I mean, they probably teach all kinds of people how to fly from like other countries, you know, so it's like it doesn't really faze them.
It's just amazing and how like they were just so clever from start to finish, you know, like that this it's like
a
plan
to kill yourself. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But go on. Sorry. I'm also sorry that I brought up the terrorists.
No. This is kind of about it. This is kind of the thing I like to get in depth with because try to picture this, okay? It's where not only do you convince these people to go out and do this treacherous act, but on top of that, kill themselves and a whole slew of passengers on a plane. Now, any single person would think that is, who would do that? Who in the right mind would take a plane and go directly into the Twin Towers? That kind of thinking
before. It's for the greater good. Right. That's what they think.
But until 9/11, nothing like that had happened.
Not to that level, as far as I know, not like that, but once
9/11 happened, it happened. Like, it's the same kind of, you know, now fast forward is like October 7th or the Ukraine war, like these insane genocides, this insane like tyranny. It's like, what the fuck?
I feel like,
how?
The fact that human beings are like land bound, you know, like the fact that like gravity affects us, like we're not birds.
Elaborate.
This is just like one of the stoniest thoughts I've ever had. And it's a really old thought from like a really long time ago. But I was like kind of thinking about like what would make man invincible, you know, and I think what keeps us from just being absolutely like the most incredible beings of all time, which like we still might be, but is that we don't have wings. And if human beings could fly, the world would be like completely different. This is so stupid, but like what I'm trying to say is like that is what's happened, is that, and that's why people tried so hard to figure out aviation, is because that's where human beings become like beyond just human beings.
Oh,
is
yeah,
when we
you
learn
can cross,
how to fly.
Like, you can cross distances in a matter of hours compared
but I'm saying that
to
it changes
months and
us
days.
As a species, it changes us, the fact that we figured out how to fly.
You bring up an excellent point, because if you look at the, like, for example, the stoned ape theory, where you have apes that consumed mushrooms, and because of how mushrooms interact with our brains, they caused our brains to become larger and in many ways changed and morphed to eventually evolve to what we call modern day man. Now, if you applied this theory on other planets that were inhabited by life, let's just say you take aviation, for example, birds of prey, or something that can fly. And they had that experience and became highly intelligent, just like human beings. That ability alone would make them the prime creature that controls every living thing on that planet because of that advantage. So you bring up an excellent point. Like, this could apply, like, on another place where they don't have to deal with that issue with using a metal box, you know, with wings. That was Louis being Louis, because he's very cute and adorable. But he makes noise and scratches and goes, rawr, rawr, rawr. But anyway,
everybody thinks that, you know, they're really quiet. Like, Louis has no idea that he's making as much noise as he's making and that it can be heard as well as it's heard.
Yeah.
I have a bar of Bath & Body Works cucumber melon. The cucumber melon is like a very 90s thing. I remember when I was in like third grade, the cucumber melon was very popular. They now are having the 25th anniversary of cucumber melon, which really points out how old I am. I was probably a 10-year-old.
We are going to go back to that point that we were talking about before, but I love this segue into the cucumber
melon. I brought it with me on the episode to smell at random points.
All right.
Yeah. Cucumber
Very
melon.
Very random, but I like this.
Have you smelled it?
No.
It's like a staple of life. It's like, if you didn't smell it when you were 10, it's just not going to do the same thing for you now.
I see. So in order to pass this level of sensation, you must be of the age of 10 that have smelt this, and then be old enough to smell it again.
25 years later.
Yeah, exactly 25. It has to be, 25 years.
Well, that's what this says. You see, it says the 25th anniversary.
I see. Okay, so it has to... All right, so this is the rule about the scented... melon and cucumber, right?
It's so a cucumber far. Melon from Bath & Body Works. The thing is like, there's no way that they got it exactly the same. Like, they tried really hard, but it's not exactly the same. So it's
okay,
still
so you
not
remember
gonna...
the smell 25 years ago? Wow. This is nuts.
They didn't get it 100% right. Like, I would say it's about like 87%. Like, I'm not even gonna give it 92. Like, it's like,
okay, all right, like 80.
There's something missing, and there's something slightly different.
So you're missing like a good 12. Why are you saying like, so 12% of it is not authentic?
Yeah, there's something missing here. Well, because I just know that there's no way 25 years later they were able to get all the exact same ingredients and make it all exactly the same as they used.
Oh, fuck no. Half of those ingredients are like banned. They're like non-used. They're toxic. They're like, they fucking kill rats and little guinea pigs in the labs, you know?
Plus, like, nobody gave a shit about shea butter back then.
Oh my God. Nobody gave a fuck about that shit. Like, they market that crap up so high back in the day, and then like now everybody pays hand to the dollar to it. And does anybody even ask the question, like, do you even know what you're purchasing? Do you even know what is in this? But
I mean, I appreciate
the
almost
smell.
Cucumber melon, like, it's, but I wanted it to be like 100% the same. I feel the same way about Victoria's Secret's Love Spell, but yes, the terrorists learn how to fly the planes right over there.
Okay, thought about other species evolving, such as birds, becoming like humans.
I feel like what really set the human race off is being able to travel by air. I mean, think about what it did for warfare.
So you don't believe in the stone ape theory?
Of course I do, but I'm saying this is like another advancement on top of it is like, that is what like really advanced humankind to another level. Like I said, like think about it with warfare. like, think about what it was like, what our wars were like, and how they were
all about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And you have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we?
Fought and things like that before we had airplanes versus when we did. I mean, once we got the airplane, shit just went crazy.
Well, you know, believe
like,
it or not,
stuff can be snappy. Like you can just fly a plane into something, murder a billion people like really fast. Over exaggerating, but you know.
The aviation industry actually shaped the automotive industry tremendously. A lot of things that we love and enjoy about cars today pays a lot of tribute to planes. You know, the interesting thing about like aviation and people don't realize is this is like 1900. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is 120, almost 124, almost 123 years ago.
Yeah, that's like five times as old as cucumber melon here.
Okay. Point is, compare that to the birth of our alphabet, which was by the Phoenicians. That's like 5,000 years.
Even we haven't more. Been able to fly very long, is what you're saying, like in relation to what humankind's been doing.
Correct. It's a very small period in our history where we've had this advancement.
I don't think people talk about that, but like it is, it's a very new advancement.
Yeah, we're in the beginning frontier of the next dawn of human civilization. We're like at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Very, very beginning.
Like the age of America and the age of aviation are really not that drastically different, you know?
No, not very far. I mean, because think about it. When 1900, the U.S. was founded in 1776. So the U.S. celebrated their 100th birthday in 1876.
I kind of mean like our like modern day, like what America's like, not so much like your like colonial.
But
like,
point being said, like America, aviation, like these are very new things. They haven't been around long enough.
Well, I feel like, planes were invented and somebody figured out how to turn them into murder weapons. You know, countries.
Yeah.
Wars, armies, terrorists, you know, I mean, like it's a big machine and they figured out just how to use it in the worst way possible. I don't know. I mean, I just like maybe we're supposed to be land bound. You think about it like that. But how nice is it that I get to just fly here? I didn't have to drive, you know, like there's a lot of people, they work. That's their job, you know? I mean, flight attendants, holy shit. Like, people rely on it. Oh,
I got it. I got a story for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I could hear
a story. Okay, buckle up. All right, kids, buckle up.
Get my soap ready.
As you all know, I work in a brewery called Black Flamingo in Oakland Park. And one of the many benefits, sometimes we have slower days, so I get to interact with the wonderful customers that come in. And we had this wonderful bunch that came in from Maryland. A few of them are snowbirds. They have property down here in Florida. And they travel back and forth. So this wonderful gal, she is a flight attendant for Southwest. And she loved my personality. And she loved talking with me. And she's like, you should apply for Southwest as a flight attendant. And she's like, I would refer you, you know, and you should do it. And I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, go for it. And the first thing that like we said at the same time was like, boy, people do not understand the job of a flight attendant. And she's like, oh my God, I know, right? They're not your personal servant on the plane. Actually, they're emergency officers that their job is to supervise and operate the plane while in the air and on land to make sure everything's safe. So yeah, that's actually what a flight attendant's job is really. And the side thing they do is do serve you. So
Dude, there was, I think you'd make a great flight attendant.
I think I would.
There was some lady at the front of my plane that like did not stop asking questions. Like, how long is the flight? What time do you think we're going to land? Is this what is this pilot? Blah, blah, blah. Where did you guys come from? Like, she just had like a billion freaking questions. I can't even think of what they all were. I was like, good God, this woman. And then when we landed, she like got it going again. And I was like, man, if I was that flight attendant, I'd be like, you know what? Can we have some quiet time? Like, I don't know. Some people, like, they just like keep the conversation going like way too much. Like, I'm like,
my approach would be, ma'am, our wonderful airlines has a incredible system. You can see here there's a touchscreen, and if you click this icon, you can see all of the info. It shows longitude, latitude, destination, arrival, and departure time for your flight. Now, if you have further safety questions and evaluations, there's a pamphlet. There's a pamphlet.
I know.
In your seat pocket that you can read for further questions. Now, if you have any more questions, please do it when you leave the plane. Have a lovely flight.
Why would you not be a flight attendant? Like, what's your reasoning for being like, oh, hell no. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
No, I don't have any actual reason of not doing it. Currently, I work as the chef in the kitchen.
You're like, I have a job. That's why.
But I go in the afternoons because we're primarily open in, you know, dinner, evening times. And I'm open to different things, you know. I want to experience and kind of like the perk of free flying.
Yeah, sounds nice. That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
What about you? I mean, what about you? What about you? I want to hear.
I would not be a flight attendant.
Why? Too hot? Too sexy? Too cold? Too bold? Too bougie?
Damn. I mean, I get claustrophobic on airplanes. Something about an airplane makes me really claustrophobic. I think it's because you can't go out the door. Like, I know that I can't leave. Like, Problem. Once I get on that thing, I'm on it. And there's no going anywhere. Like, you're can't trapped be drug on that tested. Freaking.
I can't be drug tested. So if they have drug testing, I'm out.
I mean,
I'm out. No, I'm out. Girl, I'm out.
I don't know if they do or not. Plus, like, there's ways to get around that shit.
I do have a medical card, so.
I want one so bad. I'm so, like, you know, disappointed because I thought, like, I could get to Florida and all my problems would be behind me.
Don't be disappointed, honey. It is, like, a pain in the rear to get one out of here. And
it's insane. I can't get one. That's why I'm disappointed.
It's also insanely expensive. Like, they, mm-hmm. their key on fucking weed in Florida is like $400, just entrance. But,
well, yeah, it's like, when I was looking at it, like, some are better than others, you know, like the different stores. Some of the prices are better than others, but, like, they're really not. Well, some of them were pretty good. And, you know, some of them had, like, deals that were pretty decent. Like, man, there was one where you get, like, 60% off your first thing. I was like, damn.
You have to be careful with some of the brands out here in Florida. Not going to mention any names because a lot of their quality is very poor.
Yeah.
So you get very cheap quality, but the products are very weak. So you smoke it and it's like, eh. So again, we're not sponsored, but one of the best dispensaries out here in South Florida specifically, but I know they have locations throughout Florida, is Sunburn. Sunburn, I cannot emphasize this more. They got like deals, $25 for a cartridge. Like, this is $25. This is $35 and you get like five, sometimes seven is like $45. Like, they got 14 grams for like $35. Like, they got like insane deals on weed. Like, you can just hognob like $200 and just walk out of there with a shitload of stuff.
That's great.
And it's good quality, but at a lower price. And the way that they're able to do this, which is really smart, is they do everything in Florida.
Yeah, and they source local. That's cool.
Everything. Every single piece is done locally.
That is cool. Yeah, I mean, things seem pretty limited around here, but that's okay.
Well, they have a sunburn near you. If you you want, when I come out, we can go check it out. It's real cool. It's real nice. It's real fun. It's real bouge, but at an affordable price. But all seriousness, though, like tying in like with flight attendant, like I don't know.
I get claustrophobic. I couldn't do it. This is like, it's stupid, but I feel like I would die. Like, I feel what? Like I do. Like, okay, I don't know. I'm a big like probability person. And like, I kind of think like, you know, like I'm just like raising my odds of dying like at a young age. And then my mind goes on to like, well, what type of like life insurance do they offer flight attendants? Like, do they get like some like bomb ass like life insurance policy or something? Because like they could actually die at their job.
Yeah, but then you risk the chance of somebody wanting to murder you for that life insurance policy.
Oh, that never works if you murder somebody for a life. They can always prove that it was murder.
Not necessarily. There have been cases where, well, depends on how they do it. I'm just saying,
nobody better murder me for my life insurance policy, because it's going to be obvious that, you know, I was murdered. I don't know. Everybody knows I'm never going to kill myself anymore, you know? So, and unless somebody can like seriously make my death look like an accident, I just don't think it's going to happen. But anyways, do you think that flight attendants get really good life insurance policies or something?
Here's the deal. And this is what she told me, like, flight attendants specifically with American, not American airlines, but like airlines that are based here in the United States, they have a lot of great benefits and they take really good care of their flight attendants. But it's like a grace period. So
yeah, like you don't get the benefits for quite some time.
You get some of the benefits, but it's like a 5-year period. So it's like 5 years for you to get fully allocated and adjusted and in their, hey, throw on an outfit, honey, give me a little cute little name tag, okay? And I will tell you right now, I will do the best job at it. But the thing is
too
like,
bad they don't make tips. You'd be making a lot of money.
I would be making a lot. Girl, put in my pantry.
Okay, back to the insurance policy though. Like, yes. If I don't have any dependents, who does all my money go to?
I mean, you would technically need an executor of state. I think somebody could call on to be the executor of state, and if nobody annuls it, you know, or says otherwise, they may accept it.
So you're gonna call after you kill me?
And I mean,
you take all my money?
No. Well, maybe. Possibly. I don't know. It depends on the case.
No. I'd have to be a flight attendant for at least 5 years.
Wow. Okay. That'd be a long wait. You know? We thought like waiting at Wendy's was bad enough, you know? This is worse.
Dude, okay, I do have to say, like, waiting at the red lights at the intersections in Florida is like, my dad was making some joke about how he can like feel himself getting older, like sitting there like waiting for the light to turn. But it is, it's like I'm like sitting there and I'm like, okay, like, is it, you know, I'm waiting for the light to turn, like it's fine, you know, it has been a while. And then eventually you just forget that you're sitting there waiting for the light to turn, because it's been so long that you're now kind of like, yeah, like you've accepted that the light is not changing. And so it's just kind of like, okay, Like, I'm just hanging out here. Like, this is just where my car is. Like, I'm no longer actually trying to get anywhere. I'm really just trying to get through this intersection first before I go to work. And it happens, like, a lot. Like, I was the hell's wrong with Florida? Like, and their intersections. Like, they just wait forever.
To the point, I have witnessed these trucks that have just cars, you know, loaded on them. The guy will get out of his truck, like left, like the left light, you know, to turn left and do his inspection on the cars, like come out with his checkboard and his list and just like walk around, do his list, check all the cars. Of course, it's still red, obviously. It's like red for like fucking 5 minutes. And he does like a full round, inspects like 7 to 10 cars. Okay. Gets back in his truck thinking like, okay, he spent his time. He walked around this truck, right? Obviously the light is going to turn green. No, it didn't turn green for like another minute. Insane. It is literally insane.
It really is a long time. Like it for is, the light to change. Like it's
oh
just
my God.
Like, whoa.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's time.
Just smoke a lot of weed. You know, you don't even notice.
I know. If I lived down here, that's what would happen. Like, my God. Sure.
Floridians are like another level of drivers. Like we.
Yeah.
I'm saying we. No, I'm saying
ooh,
as.
I, we.
No, ooh, no, don't you know?
I heard it. I heard it.
Now.
It has been a. It's been a couple years.
To 2 years.
The royal we is okay. Yeah.
But it has driving down here, you become accustomed to when you see the yellow. It's like Fast and the Furious. It's like you like because like you know when it turns red, you're fucked.
You're sitting there forever. Like you're like, this is gonna add like an extra 7 minutes. Like, no joke. An actual
God.
7 minutes to your drive time.
My God.
Like, yeah. I've never experienced that in LA. Like, it's always like 2 minutes the other way. Now two
no,
minutes this way.
LA is different,
like,
honey.
It's just like,
you get
go,
intersection. Okay.
Yeah.
You get fucking mauled over at the intersection in LA. Like, you want to, like, make a turn. It's like, you turn and it's like, like,
yeah,
full
it's
on
really
car
special.
Accident. It's just full on, like, car on car. Bro, LA is insane.
There are
it's
certain
nuts.
Things that I miss about it. Like, I.
Like, what?
The traffic
Name
part.
One.
Yeah,
no, that sucks.
The traffic
bro.
Part
sucks,
but like my commute to work, I didn't have to be in the traffic because I had like lived there for so long that I had finally figured out how to have a job close to where I live, and I knew how important it was to like figure it out, and so my commute for the last couple years was like really really bomb. Like I could get around like on side roads like very quickly. It was wonderful. So I kind of missed
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
Lucky.
But I mean, it's the only time I've ever had that in my life, and I wanted it real bad. But I mean, like, I'll try to do that again, like, with wherever I end up living. You know, I'll try to live, like, close to my work again, because it really is special. Like, and it really does, like, take a lot of stress off my life, like, big time. Like, it's insane. It was probably one of the best things in my life.
My job currently is 7.2 miles away from me, which is 22-minute drive.
That's so crazy that it's so many minutes. Like, and I know you get stuck in traffic, like on your way home.
No, but there's no highway. It's just local roads, side roads, and it's awesome. It's like you have to understand that for me, I went from a 29-mile drive. Two times. It just shook the whole table. And that was sometimes an hour to 45 minutes. Twice. To now, I'm just doing the 20 minutes to 19 minutes twice a day. Which is awesome. I like literally, I have the whole morning and afternoon to myself. I can fucking jerk off, you know, fucking piss, shit, do whatever I need to do. It's awesome. It's a life, girl.
No, I feel like it's really important. Yeah, I used to have the schedule where I had, like, my mornings off, and then I would work in the evenings, and it was really nice. Like, I could, like, wake up, hang around my house, like, make some breakfast, drink my coffee, check my emails, you know, like, wash my hair, like, you know, even eat, like, another meal before I go into work. It was bomb.
Damn.
It was really, really good. But then, like, I didn't make enough money, so I had to get, like, I had to get a second job. Then I worked all morning, and then I worked all night, all the fucking time.
I'm trying to avoid getting a second job right now, but yeah. I will apply for the Southwest because...
Damn.
I don't know. I want to see, you know... I'm a little
maintained. I think it'd be cool, yeah. I think it'd be cool. Yeah. You gotta fly to Iowa, dude.
I definitely will be flying to Iowa. I'll be scared shitless, but I will definitely do it.
You're like, an Iowa layover. I'll be like, hell yeah, I'm taking you out.
I'll be like, kill me, like, no, exclamation
point. No, we'll have a good
point.
Time, dude. I'll take you to cool places.
Oh my god.
There's some stuff. I'll take you somewhere.
I'll be like freezing my little booty off.
That'll be fun. Know? You get to see some snow and shit. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's not like that all year, and you're probably going to fly to Iowa more than once, so who knows? Maybe you fly there in the summer or some shit. I think it'd be cool if you applied for Southwest. Sorry, go on.
No, it's, I like to be open to new things. I don't like to shut down, like, new possibilities or new chances, and I feel like you're kind of the same way, too. It's,
yeah.
You get one life, okay? Fuck, whatever, heaven, hell, layers, I don't care.
Yeah, well...
You got the one. Make it worth living.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do all kinds of cool shit in heaven. Everything that I'm not allowed to do here, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You mean like bang, like 100 priests?
No, but I'm going to own my own horse. I'm going to go for horse rides.
Oh, for a second, I thought you said you would own your own whores, but then I realized you said horses. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
I totally heard whores, but yeah.
I'm going to go on horseback riding, and I'm going to, like...
No hookers and strippers, for sure.
I don't know. I'm just going to, like, enjoy life, but in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's what I tell myself to, like, feel better, because, like, my life is honestly kind of limited. Like... I mean, I get to do a lot of stuff, and I've done a lot of things in my life, but, like, recently I've had to work within the, like I said, you know, we plan the trips, but we can't go on them. But it's like, recently I've had to work, you know, within my means. So I haven't gotten to do the things that I want to do. And right now I'm down in Florida, and, like, I didn't spend any money to get here. You know, I'm here with my family.
I don't think, you know, it always comes down to, like, that dollar amount, right? Where there's always going to be those limitations. Yes, that is true. But those limitations, I feel that they're more temporary than they are permanent.
Yeah.
Because they just can't be.
I know. Yeah, I think they are. I think that, you know, for the next couple of years, I'm probably going to focus a lot on, like, working. And then I might get back into, like, you know, adventure time.
You know, and traveling and being bougie.
Yeah,
oh my god,
yeah.
Girl, you love those bougie moments. I don't blame you.
I love
you.
Bougie, dude. I had such a good latte today. My latte, like, this woman.
Was it, like, percentage-wise, how bougie was this latte?
It was bougie.
It was very bougie.
I would say, like, it was a good latte. It wasn't as good as that latte that I had. Oh, man. I had a latte in Iowa, and I got the latte, you know, like, it was just, and I've gotten one there before. It's this place called the Scenic Route, and they're in Des Moines, Iowa, and they're in the East Village. And my first latte, You know, I don't think that they had a latte when I went my first time. The espresso machine was broken. And I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, so when you say first time, do you mean first time as in like a month ago?
No, the very, very first time I ever went there, probably like, because it's right next to my chiropractor. So I just started going there because like, I go to my chiropractor before work.
Hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say, if you've been enjoying the podcast, and enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing, someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode.
And I want to get some coffee before work, and they're like right next to each other. So like, I don't have to move my car to get coffee. I can just walk, get coffee, then get in my car and drive to work. It's amazing. So I went to this coffee shop and I want to get a latte because I can make myself coffee, but I don't have anything to make myself a latte. So when I go somewhere, I like to get something that I couldn't make, you know?
And I see the logic. Okay. Yeah, go on.
I got plus like, I like the lattes because they got the milk already like mixed in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she was like, oh, our espresso machine's broken. And I was like, oh shit, you know? And I was like, well, I guess I'll just get a coffee. But then the second time I went in, I was like, is your espresso machine broken? And they were like, no. And I was like, sweet. And they gave me this latte. And I like walked out and was like walking down the street. And I like took a sip and I was like, whoa. Like I was like, whoa, like that is really good. That is really, really, really good. Like I was like, and I like sipped it again. I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't tasted anything like this in like a couple years. Like I was like, whoa, like this is as good as maybe some of the very best coffee shops I've ever gone to, like in the whole country. Like, I was like, no. Holy shit, this latte came from Iowa? Like, I was like, damn. Like, I mean, it tasted good. Like, it tasted so bougie. I could not believe it.
You had a coffee moment. You had, like, the full-on buzz. Just
it
like,
was good. Like, that latte, the foam, like, I was like, damn. And then today, my latte was really good. It wasn't as good as that Iowa latte.
Okay.
My theory is that the Iowans, they live in Iowa and they don't have like the best of everything, you know, like they're just Iowa. And so they want to aspire to make things as good as they can possibly be at anywhere. And they know that shit is better elsewhere. So their standard of what is good is like really, really high. So they're like working really, really hard to like make something really, really incredible, which is why I believe that this latte was so amazing. It's like they don't know how good they are. They're just trying really hard.
When you get your tush out here to South Florida, there's a coffee place you got to check out. They make really, really, really good lattes.
What's it called?
That's an excellent question. I would have to check Instagram.
The one that I went to today was in Osprey.
What is Osprey? Is that the name of the place?
Osprey is like some city in Florida. City, town.
Okay, so it's like a small little town.
Yeah, Nokomis, Osprey.
Okay, all right.
It was called like Kawna. K-A-W-N-A. I don't know. I thought it was like,
so this place is called Conscious Brew. They come out on the weekends. Where I work, it's just, she makes the best, just literally the best coffees. It's insane. Oh my God.
That's how I met that guy today. Is he owns like a little like coffee shop and he like makes coffee beans, like has them packaged.
Yeah, you can roast your own beans. Like there are people that roast their own beans in-house and it's just,
yeah, it's really cool.
Oh my God. Because you get to taste somebody's fucking creation. Like it's another level of coffee experience. Like that's the thing about coffee is you want to make a good coffee. The best way to make coffee is when you make coffee, right? You know, and when you're really good at making a craft, somebody else that like, that is what they do. That is what they hone to. God bless them. They make us worthwhile living.
They make living worthwhile. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking that, like, coffee is a real good reason to stay alive. Like, honestly, it's...
Oh, for sure.
It's one of the things I do every single day.
That makes things better.
If I don't, you know, I have a pretty tough day. I had a really good day today because of that latte. Like, I felt a lot more energy. I feel like I'm more talkative. Like,
you sound like coffee.
I'm going to have to, like, get another latte tomorrow. Like, you know, and that's, there's really quite a difference that I see in myself when I get espresso as compared to just like a coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, like my body, like, really enjoys like a shot or two of espresso. Mm-hmm. Like, I benefit from it insanely. Like, big time.
I don't blame you. I was going to say, like, just talking about coffee and just the kill of the moment. You want to take a break?
What, are you trying to make coffee right now?
Well, I was going to make a cup of coffee and then we can do another little...
Well, yeah, but, like, we'd still have to finish up this episode.
For sure, but we would make these motherfuckers wait another week to hear what we have to say.
Oh, you want to do a part two?
Oh, yeah. I'm a nasty...
You know, friend. I feel like they used to do that around holiday time.